At the APA annual meeting today in Toronto, Ontario, psychiatrist Harvey Chochenov of the University of Manitoba talked to APA members about psychotherapeutic interventions for dying patients at the end of their lives. Chochenov and his colleagues have developed a specific therapy known as dignity therapy. Based on empirical data from interviews with dying patients, the therapy draws on the idea that individuals at the end of their lives want and need the dignity that comes from knowing their lives have meaning beyond their days. In an interview with Psychiatric News, Chochenov explained that dignity therapy is essentially a facilitated conversation in which the patient is allowed and encouraged to say the things he or she needs to say to those he or she will soon leave behind.
In essence, dignity therapy is an outlet to allow the person who is soon to die to be able to express things that they would want to leave behind for people who are soon going to be bereft.
Patients may emphasize particular memories, accomplishments, words of advice. A particular role maybe they played as parent, sibling, friend, or caregiver. And the conversation is recorded and then transcribed.
That transcript then goes through a careful editing process so that we can turn what might be a meandering dialogue into a more pristine narrative. Again, the therapeutic obligation on the part of the facilitator is for us to make this document as perfect as it might have been had the patient been in a good state of health and sat down to write this document on their own.
Chochenov explains that a fundamental concept in dignity therapy is that of generativity.
For our patients, generativity referred to this notion, a feeling that something of who they were, of their essence, wouldn't have a ripple effect beyond this life. This inability to have a sense of generativity, that their life meant something, that they would leave something behind that might be meaningful for those who are going to grieve their loss, was one of the ingredients that informed dignity therapy. So getting back to the answer of how dignity therapy helps, it helps in a variety of ways. First off, it allows people to engage in an activity that they know will have a tangible, lasting outcome that will even transcend the event of death itself.
For Psychiatric News, this is Mark Moran reporting from the annual meeting of the American Psychiatric Association in Toronto, Ontario.